question related to one of the mitzvahs mentioned in this week's parasha, Parshas Ekev. Torah tells us, "Ukshartim leosa yadchem ha'yulot ha'otafos ben enechem." We're supposed to wrap tefillin on our arms and on our head. Tefillin shal yad, tefillin shal rosh. So a person is walking down the street in a, let's say, non-Jewish neighborhood, and somebody comes out of the store, out of a photography store, and says, "Excuse me, there's a person in my store who's interested in putting on tefillin for bar mitzvah pictures, but unfortunately, nobody trained him how to put on tefillin properly. His father was not from, the photographer himself wasn't Jewish. The story happened there in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't from, he didn't know how to put on tefillin himself. So he said, 'Can you please come inside and help me put on tefillin?' So the only problem was that this story happened at night. So the person who was asked was wondering to himself, should he go into the store and help the person put on tefillin for photographical purposes? On the one hand, perhaps, he said, he thought to himself, maybe I'd be able to have the person somehow be meharher b'tshuva, that he would develop a closeness to Torah and mitzvot by virtue of the fact that he's putting on tefillin. So maybe that will cause him to feel some sort of spiritual awakening. Who knows, maybe if not now, then maybe later on down the road, if he ever encounters the mitzvah of tefillin again, it will somehow inspire within him an interest in returning back to Torah and mitzvot. On the other hand, he thought that the nighttime is not a time that we put on tefillin. So therefore, should he be enabling another person to put on tefillin at the wrong time? So he wasn't sure what to do. So he approached Rav Zilberstein, who answered him in the following. He said, yes, you should, for two reasons. Number one, always have to be concerned about the premise of the question I'm putting out. The premise was that nighttime is not a time for putting on tefillin, so therefore, by enabling the person to put on tefillin in the nighttime, he was somehow helping him do something that's inappropriate. So the halacha is that nighttime is an appropriate time for putting on tefillin, but Chazal were concerned that perhaps the person would fall asleep with tefillin on, and so therefore out of concern for the kedusha not to be mezalzel, to defile, or to treat the tefillin inappropriately, therefore we don't wear tefillin in the evening. But strictly speaking, if a person were to put on tefillin at night, they would not be committing an avera by doing so. So he said, number one, that's the case. And he goes so far as to quote the Ale Miroros, which was Rav Yehoshua Aronson, who lived in the time of the Holocaust, and he said he actually permitted people to put on tefillin before sunrise, because that was the only time that they were able to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, so when the Nazis, yimach shemam, were not around. So therefore, that was their way of being able to be mekayim the mitzvah, and that was in the nighttime. So he said from there, you know, that's another raya, not that you necessarily needed it, but that was another raya that perhaps putting on tefillin in the nighttime is not as bad as this person had initially thought. Number two, he said that this boy, presumably if he didn't know how to put on tefillin, and his father didn't know how to put on tefillin, so it could be it's not even his pair of tefillin to begin with. Maybe he borrowed a pair of tefillin just for the bar mitzvah pictures because his parents wanted him to put on tefillin as part of the ceremony. But if that's the case, that's not zilzel, Rav Zilberstein said. That's the parents are taking pride in the fact that their son is now mechuyev in mitzvos. He's now obligated to put on the pair of tefillin. And so therefore, instead of it being mezalzel, the tefillin, it's actually a cover that's showing him how the chavivos, the love that he has, that now he's mechuyev in mitzvos, so now you should enable him to put on tefillin as much as you can. So if you think that this is going to help him, so who knows, maybe perhaps you're right, that this will cause him to feel a certain love for the mitzvah of tefillin. He'll think to himself, perhaps, my father doesn't know how, but maybe this isn't so difficult. You know, it takes a little bit of time adjusting for a bar mitzvah boy to learn how to put on tefillin, but it's not the most difficult mitzvah. It doesn't take that much time over the course of a day, and so he felt that it would be very appropriate for this person to go in and to help another Jew, not only because the strictly speaking halacha is in his favor, but as well, you never know what could happen, what can cause a person to be meharher b'tshuva, what can cause a person to come back to become a baal tshuva, and maybe not only himself, but perhaps his father as well. Yes? Good question. Ask it again. Sorry? So he said, he was saying yes. In this case at least, for chinuch, part of chinuch is to teach a boy how to do the mitzvah properly. So in that sense, it would not be appropriate because we teach our children, the appropriate time for putting on tefillin is in the daytime. So in terms of the chinuch of when to do it, that wouldn't be appropriate. But if that's the only opportunity that you have, you know, if you go to a sofer and you say, this is when I need to pick up my tefillin and it's at night, so maybe that's the only opportunity. So this is a very, you know, obviously the circumstances here are very specific. Ideally, if a person is training their son who's 12 and a half, or 12 years and 11 months to put on tefillin, the nighttime would not be the most ideal. Rich had a good question of whether he should make it with the bracha. So the tshuva from Rav Aronson points out that you didn't make it with the bracha in the camps back in Europe. before sunrise, because that was not the ideal time to be putting on tefillin. But the Mechaber says very clearly in Siman Lamed and Sif Gimel that if a person is traveling, so they can put the tefillin on before sunrise and then keep it on through the duration of their trip, because if that's the only time, that's the only time that they'll be able to have the Yishuv Hadas and the opportunity to put on tefillin properly, so they can put it on at night without a bracha and then keep it on until the sun comes up. Then they can make the bracha and be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Have a good evening. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Amar Tzokadosh Baruch Hu Lizakos, Es Yisrael Afikach Herba Lahem Torah Mitzvah.